fantastic news, because I often said, in fact, I was saying yesterday to Phil White from BBC Humberside, it's the Lincolnshire show needs something. It needs some sort of Hull impact from this point of view. And lo and behold, we have a fabulous soul from Hull, the face of Hull, the city of culture, the amazing...
Kofi Smiles.
Kofi, good to connect with your good self. Lovely to see you here today. Have the Lincolnshire people been welcoming to you?
Honestly, this has been fantastic, because it's my first time here, and everyone's just been having a chat, inviting us over. They can probably see that there's a bit of a lost puppy look in my eyes, and they'll be like, are you all right there? This is what's going on here. So it's nice that I haven't even had to open up my brochure once, because everybody's just been giving me all the information.
Well, you're only 46 miles away in Hull, of course, across the bridge.
I know, that's what I think, the beauty of it. I'm like... because it's so close, I'm surprised I've never been to anything like this before. You know, it's ridiculously accessible. Like, we drove down, and it felt like 20 minutes ago in the car, and we was here, and then we got parked, and then the next thing we know, we're wandering around watching all these sheep being judged, so which was absolutely fantastic, by the way. Didn't know there were so many types of sheep.
Yeah, absolutely. When you go from the Lincoln Longwool all the way through to the Longhorn, we could spend hours, but we won't.
Yeah, you definitely seem to know more about this than I. We might have to have a catch-up after this,
exactly.
So you can brush up my education.
Give me some press briefing notes. Yeah. How's it been so far? I mean, clearly, we're over halfway through Hull's tenure as European City of Culture, so how's it been going?
It's been amazing. I think it's really kind of transformed the city in a way that it's allowed other people to see what was happening even before we got the title City of Culture. I mean, like, the reason why we got it is because there's so much going in the music scene, in the drama scene, in the film scene, in all the aspects of arts and culture. And now the world's getting to see it, because, you know, 10 years ago we had that title being the worst city in the country. Now that everyone is seeing what we've got to offer, people coming in, not just from other areas of the country, but from all over around Europe. You know, you go into places like the Maritime Museum, and I'm always listening out to hearing about different accents and when people are talking to each other. And it's unbelievable hearing the amount of languages, and when I've stopped to ask people, are you from Hull, or are you visiting? The amount of people that are visiting here from all over.
It's never dull in Hull. Can I bring in another one of my colleagues here, the legendary Ben, Kofi.
He's slightly late.
He's
Dally Carnied up.
Kids everywhere.
Yes. he's just experiencing his first league show. It's day two from that.
Very good. All right. Yes.
So, Kofi's been welcomed in from that sort of perspective. Got to ask, the name, were you named after a former United Nations Secretary General?
No, well, Kofi actually is quite a name. It's a name that's given to anyone that's pretty much born on a Friday. So, like, my brother's born on a Wednesday, he's got Kwaku, so Kofi Annan, I take it, he must be born on a Friday. So he's actually coming to Hull, he's going to be giving a speech during the Freedom Festival on the 2nd of September.
It'll be Kofi Squared.
Yeah, well, hopefully we might have a Kofi meets Kofi. Yeah.
Let's move on. Like I say, halfway through the European City of Culture scenario, we've had obviously the blue people wandering through Hull, which was phenomenal. Did you dress up in blue yourself?
No, I wasn't one of the 3,200 people that did it. I had a lot of friends' mums did it, a lot of friends' grandparents. I wanted to, but then I was like, oh, what would my parents think? And having seen the skin exhibition that they sent in the Ferrans Art Gallery in the centre of Hull, I kind of wish I took part, because everyone's like, if you did have your clothes on, you were kind of classed as weird, do you know what I mean? Because everyone else was naked, which I thought...
I know the feeling, and sometimes you just say, step away, think of your BBC reputation. That's the important thing. Okay, finally, legacy, the L word, let's talk about it. I mean, clearly, we're looking towards the future. Do you think this is going to impact in terms of Humberside, Hull, and people actually sort of say, yeah, it's never dull in Hull?
Oh, definitely. I'm like, I think about 3-4 months ago, the Arts Council has seen almost like a 200% rise in applications for funding. Already more and more people are seeing what's going on and actively getting out there and creating their own stuff, making their own stuff. What people need to do is to see that we don't necessarily need to have this banner. Obviously, we're going to have it for the next like 3 years until it moves on to the next city. And I just want people to see what is happening this year. Take that feeling, take that notion and use it to be inspired, you know, to get out there and make stuff. I'm like, already kids are just filming everything on their phones, you know, creating music on their computers, and they're seeing that, okay, I come from Hull, people can actually make some of themselves, and people can actually kind of acknowledge who we are and that we can do things, because you come from a city that people don't think have decent aspirations or where people can't make it, but once people start realising that, okay, this is a city that's prosperous, it's creative, it builds confidence in the people that live there, and that's massive. If you don't have the confidence in your city, you don't have confidence in yourself.
And when you've got Hull and Lincoln in the same region, it's going to be phenomenal.
It's massive, isn't it? And like, I think things are kind of moving away from the south now, aren't they? People are exploring these kind of unknown
territories. What's that? Is that some sort of place?
Like, I'm moving away from the south. I've moved from south to come to uni up north.
People want to hear these like northern stories, isn't it? Because I think the south is... everything is generated out there, and it's all quite similar, but like, are people kind of venturing into the new? You know, you look at technologies.
Ben's from Brighton.
Oh, right. Sorry, man. You must be doing
more
good.
South, could you really? Yeah.
But, it's all right.
Go, Pete. Finally, is there a website people can go to find out more about your own adventures and indeed, of course, the continuing sort of work of Startup Hull?
Yeah. Head over to bbc.co.uk/Hull2017. Everything's all on there, all we've been up to since January.
One of the classic things, Ben, that was a wonderful experience of the press area was when this charming young lady I'm going to speak to for a few moments and a few seconds, I actually spoke to one of our colleagues there and said, would you like to do a piece on Hull 2017? And he responded by, no, I only do horses. It was, I felt for you. I did. But your name is?
My name's Alex Johnson. I work for Hull 2017.
Excellent. Okay, and you've brought two fabulous Hull 2017 people all the way down to Lincoln as well. Would you like to introduce them?
Certainly. Well, I'll let them introduce themselves, to
okay.
be honest.
Okay, we've got...
I'm Jan.
Hello, Jan.
I'm a pioneer volunteer and I've been doing culture since last year as well, so I've had some amazing experiences and it's just getting better and better as the days go by.
Yes. Well, of course, Hull dear to my own heart because back in my early academic career, that's where in Cottingham Road and Inglemyre Avenue, of course, there used to be a university. It was called Humberside, now it's the University of Lincoln. It's a whole new world. And we've also got...
Roger.
Roger, okay. Roger, what's your background in terms of being part of the story?
Part of the story, I became a volunteer in January. Not a pioneer. The pioneers were feeling their way when everybody else was. And when finally
guinea pigs, really.
I guess so. I wasn't a guinea pig, but I sort of hit the ground running with the fireworks and everything else. Yeah. And
blue nudity? No, perhaps not.
No, well, yeah, it was on my agenda, and the time beat me. So, no, but a lot of other bums are available all over the Ferrans Art Gallery.
I'm not sure how to go with that, but you actually took part in the grand blue march, I gather.
I was on the shift, so it was an amazing sight to see. It was fantastic. Everyone embraced it, enjoyed it, and made the most of it. And now Spencer Tunick's photographs are in the Ferrans for everyone to come along and see. And
it's only 46 miles north of Lincoln. I keep saying this.
Well, we want everyone to come. I've just been speaking to a couple from across here, and they come to Hull every week. So that's fantastic.
You have to get out of Lincoln somewhere along the line. Oh, sorry.
Definitely.
Ben.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, could you tell us a little bit about your role? You know, what your role at the Lincolnshire Show is, why you've decided to come here, and, you know, what you decided to embrace from whilst coming to Lincolnshire Show, you know, the people you've met, and the spreading the message that you come here
from
to.
Being a missionary for, of course, Hull, and being part of the story.
I think it's about embracing as many people as possible, giving them the opportunity to find out what's happening in Hull. Not just now, we're really big on the legacy once culture has finished. And so we want everyone to come and enjoy it and see the Rembrandt, come and see the Turner Prize, you know, enjoy the Freedom Festival and all what else we have to come for the rest of this year. Our role is there to support people, to engage with them, to give them as much information as they would like, in the hope that, you know, they will come and enjoy it. And that's our main aim.
You've convinced me. If I was to ask you almost an impossible question now, what's been your favourite part of the whole year so far? Halfway through it, of course, has there been one moment which you said, yes, you know, for me, Roger, this has been the key one?
Well, my very first shift, I guess, which was the fireworks, when the waterfront area, which is dangerous and difficult to organise, the whole thing was free. There were an awful lot of crossed fingers. And volunteers like me, that was me cutting my teeth, so to speak, when I said hello, welcome to 15,000 people in 2 hours.
Did you count them all?
That had to be near enough. But the whole thing went off with many more than 15,000. 15,000 were just the gated crowd control thing. But the estimate was something like 60,000, without counting anybody on the South Bank in various vantage points. That went off with not a single reportable incident of anything. And there's deep water, there's darkness, there's...
It's a health and safety nightmare, please.
Absolutely. Nothing at all. What a wonderful start for everybody, not just me. But gigs can be very small and they can very big. This is a bit of a novelty, really, because this is just promotion, external promotion of City of Culture. Usually we're inside it rather than outside it. But your question about the show, this is rather different. We're promoting City of, outside the city, whereas...
And the unanswered question, I know, and I speak of it as a non-Lincoln native. Lincoln wants to know how can they get European City of Culture as well. I know, it's unanswered.
Absolutely, and they should go all out to get that, because the difference it's made to our city and people's perception outside the city, you know, it's just been unbelievable, and long may that continue. And the next phase for all of us as well is the legacy, and coming here today to spread that word to the people of Lincolnshire. You know, it's just an opportunity not to be missed.
It's a fantastic thing, and you have done them proud today. You should be very pleased with it. They deserve a bonus. Oh, they're volunteers. They don't get paid at all.
I think that, you know what, they're absolutely loving it, and the enthusiasm of the volunteers, it just astounds me every day, and they're brilliant, and we're so thankful for everything they do.
I can feel you welling up, Alex, really, from that sort of point of view. Listen, guys, many thanks. Finally, the website, best place to go to once again is?
www.hull2017.co.uk.
And almost the epilogue has arrived, dear listener, because, yes, we weren't expecting to have an extra bonus special co-presenters arrive. Shaylee McKenzie's here. Yay, Shaylee!
Hello, guys!
Now, Shaylee, this is your first ever Lincolnshire show, even though you've been a citizen of Lincoln for a few years.
It is indeed, and what a pleasure it is to be here.
You've had a little wander around so far. Any thoughts?
So interesting. Guys, if you haven't been here before, you need to get here because it's just so interesting.
Okay then, let's find out. Now, are you more livestock interested? Are you arts and crafts? Are you Lincoln New Theatre Royal? Are you cathedral? What sort of zone sort of appeal to yourself?
The livestock, definitely, because I've always been interested in animal management and stuff like that. And maybe even arts and crafts would be a good place to go.
Okay, let's make our way through there then. And as, of course, our sheepman Stuart from New Zealand would have said during his show, which we might catch in a few moments' time, it's the sheep industry that effectively gave us the British Empire, Shirley.
Oh, do tell. How interesting.
Through the basis of the profit and the line that actually the sheep in Britain effectively provided so many exports. And this selection that we see here in terms of your wool board working for you under britishwool.org.uk, you know, very much at the heartland in the medieval period, of course, of the power and urgency, of course, of Britain developing its own empire itself.
That is so interesting. I never even knew that.
So what do you make of these areas here? As you can see, the judging has all been done. We've got a third-class prize here from that perspective, the fourth there. In terms of the fleeces, as it says, handle with care, what do they feel like?
They feel sort of a bit like candy floss. More wiry in texture than I thought a sheep actually would be.
Mm. Well, obviously there's that, there's the lanolin, etc. Let's have a look at the first-class bracket that we've actually got over here.
So this one's more sort of curly and a little bit softer in texture. Obviously a different colour as well. I can see why it won first prize, though, definitely.
It's for the benefit of people who are watching. It's a Massam sheep, of course, the Massam Sheep Trials. One of the urgency routines. The Black Sheep Brewery are actually up there. In fact, they even have Massam Sheep Races there as well, which is our routine. Yes, if the listener is actually well, it is actually pronounced Massam, not Masham. One of the wonderful stands that we've actually just encountered, amazingly, as it's in the final quarter of the 133rd Lincolnshire Show, is that of Melton Mowbray Market. More than just a market. And we're delighted to be able to speak now to the Tim Webster. That's the Tim Webster. Tim, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. Very good.
OK, now, this is just a magical place. I mean, we covered the sheep thing. We've just been congratulating some of our early folk that we spoke to on the preview day back on Tuesday, and they were sort of delighted they were champions, etc. But what we've got here is literally, it's a pop-up market.
Yeah, we do quite a few markets. Obviously, Melton Mowbray, Lincoln's pretty close to us. We always come here every year, and we support our farmers who show these sheep and cattle and look after them with a drink and a bite to eat and just keep them happy, really.
Shaylee.
So, Melton Mowbray now, all I can think of is pork pie.
Well, pork pie's over there, everyone's a pork pie. But yeah, we're more than a market. We specialise in pork pie, stew and cheese in the town, but...
Pork pie's for life, not just for Christmas.
Exactly. But we've had a new £5.5 million cattle shed built in the town, which the council and European funding have placed for us. So we're quite honoured to have that prize put on us. So we're quite happy.
Now, looking at this, and Kaylee's already availing herself of some of the wonderful refreshment, which I might sort of partake of myself in a few moments, how has the show been for yourself?
It's been a fairly good show. Yesterday was very hot.
Sizzling, I think.
Yeah, we got through a lot of beer yesterday. Today's a moving day where people are driving home, so obviously teas and coffees today, but still a lot of hospitality in. We've got a few buyers in now, come have a chat with us. So.
And we're looking, obviously, towards the Great Yorkshire Show. Royal Highlands, of course, comes up very rapidly. Where will the Melton Mowbray Market be seen? And you could obviously say, well, Melton Mowbray, of course, but where exactly on the road will you be seen?
Well, the next time you'll see us out, we'll be at Blaiston Show on a Sunday, and then next week we're with Wednesday and Thursday at Norfolk Show. We will be going to the Yorkshire Show the week after, not with the marquee, but some
it's
of the
a
staff
pity.
Here.
Yorkshire will miss out.
It's been a bit of a working holiday Yorkshire Show. We like to go every year, spend a couple of days in Harrogate. Yeah. It's perfect for
you
us.
You mentioned the staff, and obviously everybody was keen to say, no, Tim must do this interview. She must. Come on, let's give some name checks to these folk who are finally wearing the tavern emblazoned upon their persons.
Well, the tavern is a market-winning tavern. We won the Farmers Guardian Best Cafe of the Year. Last year, 2016.
Yay!
Di is our catering manager.
Go, Di, come on, come
Samantha,
on.
Samantha, her daughter.
And Samantha, Di and Samantha. How did you feel when sort of the award was out? Was it a case of, well, so, we expected it?
Yeah, I was well pleased, yeah. Like, we worked really hard and it was an achievement. Yeah, and up against a lot of others, so...
And what is it that kind of makes you kind of transcend that whole thing? Is it the case of you've got Di and Samantha, who's backing away now rapidly? Even if we don't bite Samantha much, or she's taking a photograph. Nice point, Shirley.
I'm asking.
So what is it that kind of makes it... You know, what tips would you have for anybody who wish to sort of reach your pinnacle?
Well, I mean, like, we're the hub of the market on a Tuesday, aren't we? Everyone comes in, all the farmers, they have a chat and look at and catch up with all the gossip. And
you can meet Tim Webster, of course.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's got to be good for you. It's a celebrity sort of endorsement, if nothing else, at that point of view. Okay, in terms of finding out further details, is there a website that you'd recommend people should go to?
Yep. www.meltonmowbraymarket.co.uk.
She's the speed of that. Shirley, any final question? How's the refreshment?
Absolutely tasty.
Absolutely tasty.
Four
for
you go.
Oh, yeah, of course, definitely. All about the pork dog.
We will be rich. We'll do the little photo shoot for the moment, guys. Well done indeed. Congratulations once again, and catch you again, hopefully, at the Great Yorkshire if you're there in some way, shape, or form.
The girls will definitely be there at Great Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Stuart, it's a one-minute interview for Shady McKenzie. What can Shady expect from the Sheep Show today?
Well, it's a bit of a repeat from yesterday, probably, but it's fantastic if you have not seen it. Sheep run on stage unaided, live striptease show, and a dance routine. And I must say, as you saw yesterday, the dancing is very good at the moment, very good.
And you'll be able to explain to Shady, as we've just seen, having met some of our award-winning sheep exhibitors, why the British Empire was founded on wool.
That's right, yeah. Actually, it goes back to one of our older breeds on the stage here. Nobby, the Norfolk Horn, actually helped pay for the mighty empire, made you one of the most powerful nations, by selling the wool to the rich Europeans. There you go. And he donated his money to the church. Well, they probably took it. It doesn't really matter. They got it.
Are you up for this, Shaley?
Oh, definitely.
That's the end of the one-minute interview. Stuart, wonderful. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
One, two. All right, we're going to start with Rupert and do it one at a time till we get to the gills. And I'll do a duet. One. Do the short version. One. Two, one, two,
wow.
One, two. It's like a step workout. One, two. Lenny, get ready. That's it. Good work. Go, Lenny. One, two. Lenny's the way. Massively 3 minutes hit. Yeah, baby. This is what we're going to be doing all week to Lenny. All weekend anyway. Bring it on. Anyway, I'm not there yet. So, we're going to move on. Well done, Lenny. That's awesome. We're going to get ready for Dougal. Dougal, still stretching, warming up. Dougal, you're up. Come on. We're going to do a duet. I'm leading, you always lead. All right, follow my lead. Okay, don't leave me hanging. Okay, don't sulk, zombie. He is really good. When he's on fire, he really can't beat him. Come on. All right, do your own. You didn't quite dance with me. Okay, keep thinking. Do it. Do it on your own. You can see what he's thinking. He's thinking, come here, little kiwi. I'll give you something from Scotland. He's the only sheep who knocked me out once on stage. Lenny, you've had your moment, get over it. Lenny, stop it. Stop it. All right, I'm going to move on. Well done, Dougal. We're going to move on. Nobby's already started. A bit early, story of all. Okay, we're going to hurry up. Sam, you better hurry up. Nobby's halfway through the routine. Sorry, Sammy, too slow today. Moonwalk back. Two-step crossover. Backslide. Hail, Jimmy. Two-step again. Flick. Can you see it? Can you see it? He's not making it up. He should be on Strictly. Look at the footwork. Look, Fred Astaire's got back at the sheet. Same routine every time. Love it, Nobby. Could watch it all day. Susie, absolutely nothing on it. Belinda, leg throws. There's Gilda doing it together. Leg thrust. There's a leg thrust. And Belinda with a twist. Lovely little twist. It's a short chain for a big sheet. Thanks to health and safety. But they've done well there. Well done, ladies. Very good. We're going to slow it down. Terry, focus. It's not as 80 seconds. Terry, focus. We are here. Okay, we're going to do it a Stevie Wonder. He's kind of new to this. I'm just giving a bit of coaching. A bit of choreography. Come on, Terry. You can do it. A bit of Stevie Wonder. I tell you, folks. I tell you, my mum and dad are so proud. Son, what do you do in the UK? I'm a doctor, mum. He's getting it now. There he is. He's away. Come on, Stevie Wonder, baby. Right, I'm a dog trainer by trade. I'm going to be doing a 2:30 show in the arena there called the Dog and Duck Shows, where I get dogs on death row, rehabilitate them, show them, trigger them with ducks to get them instinctively working. Wrote a book about it. My wife writes children's books about understanding dogs better. You've been great to support the Sheep Show again. My name's Stuart Burns from the Sheep Show, the Dog and Duck Show. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Well, there we are, Shaylee. You've experienced your first ever Sheep Show. Your thoughts?
I am astounded. I didn't know sheep could do the things that they just did.
Okay, well, for the news, Shaylee McKenzie's with us, as we know. Sue's creating all sorts of noises off microphone. I don't think you heard that, did you? No, you just don't say that. Sue, your first performance has gone extremely well. We're going to accompany you. Actually, not singing, obviously, but in terms of accompanying you to the location this time around. So we see you in full force with Katie Dore. And is Finn there, Finn Pollard?
I don't think he is.
No.
No.
No Finn.
But it did. It went extremely well. It was very well received.
Yeah. This worked so well on radio, but did Ed do the... I'm thrusting my hand with a sort of slight shake up to the heavens there.
Yes, he did. Yes. And the raised eyebrow.
Well, Ryan, I mean, we've seen Ed's raised eyebrow, and it's a thing to behold at the best of times in the office.
I couldn't possibly comment. We can't say.
Ed, so far we've cleared the skies for your good self, so all is well with that. Stuart the sheep man, it's devastated he can't actually see you, but he's been too busy actually with Nobby for most of the morning. How's it been going from your perspective?
It's good. Well, yeah, the eyebrow moment was when the Sopranos came in two beats early, which has never ever happened before in the history of the world.
Is that Katie Dore?
No, it wasn't, actually. Ooh. It was the people on the left-hand side.
People on the left-hand side.
Who were slightly ahead of the game. But no, we've got a nice selection of music. University Choir is singing with the Lincoln Choral Society. We're doing jazz, folk, pop. And
it's, get your poacher.
Indeed, included. Obviously, we had to. And it's really unusual for us to sing outside. We very rarely do that. And that we managed to keep a crowd there this morning.
As I said last time, I thought I'd located you, but no, it was a George Formby tribute act. So taking no chances on this particular routine, we will be accompanying you en route to the venue.
That's most kind.
Shaylee has returned after a little venture into the WI tent, and specifically the Floral Art Zone, which normally we certainly cover for the North of England Horticultural Society, both in spring and autumn. But what did you make of it in Lincoln?
I thought it was fantastic. Pieces are really creative, and the ones that won first prizes, I can definitely see why they won first prize. It was just super imaginative, and they sort of let their like creative juices flow, and that came through in the floral art, definitely.
Any particular themes that they were pushing for this year?
Yeah, there were a few themes.
I see you've got some photographs there which might indeed be treated from that point of view, so we've got various voting prizes there, so that's all good. And of course we're listening in the background there to an extraordinary rendition by Felicity of the Bond theme from Skyfall. As I said to Ryan a few moments ago, I don't think Daniel Craig nor indeed Sam Sparrow have a great deal to worry about.
Definitely not, no.
Never mind, we know she's trying her best, and we'll be followed shortly, we hope, by the University of Lincoln Choir. Ryan, particularly anticipating this with relish, I presume?
Well, they're all gathered around. They all look very excited, can't wait to go. And I'd prefer them if they went now.
Well, Shaylee, we have arrived at the time. The red arrows have passed overhead. You've obviously gone from shearing through to Melton Mowbray, through to the Sheep Show, through to the Women's Institute Floral Scenario. And here, the possible pièce de résistance, the Lincoln University Choir. Are you breathless with anticipation?
Absolutely. I'm so excited for this. Can't wait to see what Ed's done.
Ryan, similar thing. Can you not wait to see what Ed's doing? We're hearing it in the background now.
I'm just hoping that the music will stay on the stand, because someone's having to hold it down quite...
It's a tornado! We've just been listening to the Lincolnshire Choir, little excerpts you might have caught a couple of clips from. Overall, loved the choir. I thought the dog was even better in the canine crowd, so great stuff there. Just seen our events man there, Joe, just passed us by, which is great. Shaylee, your thoughts?
Oh, I loved it, especially Toto by Africa. How creative was the clicking and the rubbing to make the sound of the rain, and it got a seal of approval from a gorgeous border collie in the audience as well.
It's the seal of approval from the border collie that clearly has now led to the crowd mobbing the entire choir. They're rushing up like all sorts of wonderful. Sue North's just going to be a celebrity wave. It's wonderful. She's escaped all that. Katie Dawes heading off.
She's not stopping for pictures or autographs.
She's not.
I think fame's hit them.
But again, classic stuff there as they sort of head into the... Well, I won't say into the sunset because clearly the sun has vanished here. But nevertheless, the sun in our hearts has been brought to life and has been shone on by the University of Lincoln Choir.
All the dancing to Africa has brought the rain, and I think it was great. You know.
It's the conclusion of Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM's Midweek Drives adventure at the 2017 Lincolnshire Show, the 133rd Lincolnshire Show, or as indeed the choir master earlier said earlier, I believe, the 133. It was a very unusual way of saying 133rd. Never mind. Sue, have you enjoyed the whole event?
I always do. I particularly enjoy it when there's people that I know, that I speak to, I've seen, that I haven't seen for ages. This year's been particularly one of those years. It's just been fantastic, really good. I very much enjoyed it.
Thumbs up from Sue Royce. Shaylee McKenzie, what have your thoughts been on your half day at the Lincolnshire Show?
Oh, excellent. Apart from that little shower of rain, everything else has been absolute perfection.
Ed Wellman, currently involved with tweeting and sorting out what life is meaning to all sorts of other areas after doing sterling production as the choir master of the Lincoln Choral Society. I believe it all came from a gentleman actually wandering around a lake in Geneva where the inspiration came from, but that's another line. Ed, your thoughts?
I think as we sat here yesterday morning at the very start of the first day of the 133rd Lincolnshire Show, and I think then that I said and I thought, this show really knows what it is. And you just walk around, it's a very unstressful way to spend a couple of days.
We haven't lost Ben. He's currently, as I say, seeking all sorts of other bits and pieces out, but he gets my award for best contributor to the social networking tweeting, probably in the 5 years we've been doing it, actually, Ed. I mean, we had a very good Ben in the first year, if you recall, American Studies Ben, who was very good from that point of view and a very good team. But I think Ben Lewis has actually smashed that record as well.
Yeah, I think absolutely he has. We did have a good year with that was the Katie Grimerson year also with Ben and Ollie, I think, as well. But Ben's been across the whole thing, and a really nice thing to do tomorrow and next day will be to look at the Siren FM Twitter feed, sort of flick back through and see some great sounds and sights.
From aircraft flying overhead to bands to a range of other factors. He's done very well, and I think, obviously, we've had to speak about him in his absence. So would you like to say well done, Ben?
Well done, Ben. Good show up, man.
Perfect ending. Would you like to say it as well, Ed?
Yeah, I'll say cheers, Ben.
Shaylee?
Thank you very much.